What's going on, Black Ace family? This is Brother Malcolm, and welcome to another edition of Culture Connection. This week, I wanted to talk about one of the greatest influences of my life, and I wanted to set it up with a little bit of a story. The other day, I was talking to our dear editor, Sister Casey Lehman, and she was mentioning in passing that she was having a conversation with someone about Black performing arts, and she mentioned the name August Wilson to them, and they said, "Who?" Naturally, my mouth was immediately agape, and I said, "They don't know who August Wilson is?" Sadly, I think Tyler Perry and his brand are probably more ubiquitous than one of the greatest dramatists America has produced, and he was a Black man. August Wilson changed my life. In 1996, during a field trip to the Amundsen Theater here in downtown Los Angeles, I saw my first professional Broadway play, Seven Guitars, a play that would, for me, solidify a career devoted to the arts. All I can remember from that moment was this amazing set that was so realistic and had like dirt on stage, and there were this amazing two-story like apartment, and these costumes were all perfect, and they had wigs, and I just was like, how did they put a whole Pittsburgh scene on the stage? And the spellbinding acting. Little did I know then that I was watching some of the finest actors, even now, unpack the brilliance that is August Wilson. Let me tell you guys who the cast included. Seven Guitars, the original Broadway cast, included in the role of Ruby Rosalind Coleman, in the role of Floyd Barton, Keith David, in the role of Vera, Tony Award winner Viola Davis, in the role of Red Carter, Tommy Hollis, and Tony Award winner Roger Robinson in the role of Headley, Cainwell, Ruben Santiago Hudson. You may know Ruben Santiago Hudson from the HBO show series Lackawanna Blues. Lackawanna Blues. Yeah. There it goes. And in the role of Louise Michelle Shea. And I have to tell you that I could really go on for hours about this piece, but it was a life-changing experience for a young man in South Central who had never seen a professional Broadway play. I mean, you never know what moment will affect you for the rest of your life. But what I want everybody to leave this week knowing about August Wilson is that he really accomplished something no other American playwright has in our country's storied legacy. You guys, this man wrote a cycle of plays about a specific group of people over a 100-year period of American history. Wow, that's dope. So let me just name them real quick. Each period is, you know, basically a decade in that 100-year period. So the 1900s, the play was Gem of the Ocean, which is my favorite August Wilson play. I saw the original production with Felicia Rashad in the role of Aunt Esther, and the next week I brought a group of 20 people to see it. I love history. I am a student of history, and it is his most, to me, one of his more historical plays, because it's basically right after slavery and just these ideas of what Black people were like in America at that period. To see that have life breathe into it right before your eyes, it was an astonishing, astonishing moment. And there's an incredible moment where a man comes and he's looking for help, and he's looking for answers about the meaning of his life, and he has to go to the City of Bones. And it's an experience where Aunt Esther and all of her companions that are in this sort of boarding house, they take him to the City of Bones. The City of Bones is basically a place where you deal with the Middle Passage and the history of how Black people were brought to this country. It was one of the most riveting moments I've ever seen in the history of my theater-going experience. In the 1910s, you have Joe Turner's Come and Gone. In the 1920s, The Piano Lesson. The 1930s, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. 1940s, Seven Guitars. 1950s, Fences. Many people know Fences, starred James Earl Jones. It won the Pulitzer Prize, won the Tony Award for Best Play the year that it was produced on Broadway. Two Trains Running, an incredible amazing political comedy, really, about black folks in Pittsburgh dealing with the civil rights movement and dealing with civil rights leaders coming of age and coming out of sharecropping and becoming and dealing with the black experience in America. Ebony Repertory Theater did one of the most amazing and profound productions directed by the late Israel Hicks of Two Trains Running. And again, I can't say enough about this work. Jitney takes place in the 1970s, 1980s, King Headley II. And finally, he rounded off the century with Radio Golf, which was basically a piece about gentrification and economic development in Pittsburgh in the 90s, dealing with politics and homes that have been there for centuries. And what's great is he interweaves all these characters from throughout the centuries. Aunt Esther is at the beginning in the 1900s, and she's mentioned in the 1990s in the play. So you see the generations of characters and the generations of black history and family and people and community, and it's stunning. Recently, the whole cycle was done at the Kennedy Center, and I don't know if it's archived, but if you get a chance to do some research on it, I would definitely guarantee you an incredible read. And if you got the chance to see it, you know that it was an incredible moment. Lastly, I want to talk about my personal experience with August Wilson. When I went to Yale grad school, my first year there, you have to do what's like the equivalent of rounds. Like in medical school, you'd go on rounds and you work in different departments. And the management program, you had to work in different departments. So we worked in marketing, development, you worked in front of house, you worked in management, you worked behind the scenes. You did all of these for a period of weeks, and one of my assignments was to be the assistant company manager, and it happened to be for the world premiere of Radio Golf. And one of my assignments was we always, in the theater, it's all about being hospitable, and we had to host a birthday party for August Wilson. Now, mind you, I had just saw him on the street maybe 2 weeks prior to his birthday, and I went up to him and I just said, "Mr. Wilson, it's such a pleasure to meet you," and just told him my whole Seven Guitars experience and how I've been following his work and just have been a student of his work for years, and it was such an honor to meet him. He was a lovely, warm man, always a cool cat, wore these caps, smoked like a freaking chimney. My God, he smoked a lot of cigarettes, but it was all part of his persona and his brilliance, and it was so cool. But anyway, so we're planning this birthday party, and I find out that he likes bread pudding. So I'm in New Haven, Connecticut. I'm like, where am I going to find some good bread pudding in New Haven, Connecticut that is not homemade? So I just happened to go to this cafe that actually had some really good bread pudding. I love bread pudding, so I was like, I think I'll be a good judge of that. Do you know that when we celebrated his birthday, he took a bite of it, and he was like, wow, this is really good bread pudding. And it was like one of the biggest honors of my life to plan the birthday party of one of my of a theatrical icon, but someone who I had admired and had so much respect for. And little did all of us know that that would be the final birthday that he would celebrate with us on Earth. So that's a very, very special moment that I hold very dear to my heart, and I always tell people about it when they ask me about my experience with August Wilson. So that's it for this week, folks. Thank you so much for joining in. Please check out all the Black Is online programming. We have amazing, amazing podcasts and articles and features. And this is just a movement that I really hope that you will continue to support. BlackIsOnline.com. And as I end every segment, please remember to make a career of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Peace. I'll see you next week. And as we end every week, remember to make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thanks for tuning in. I will... Take three. And as we end every week, make a career out of humanity. Commit yourself to the noble struggle for equal rights. You will make a greater person of yourself, a greater nation of your country, and a finer world to live in. The Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Brother Malcolm. Until next week, peace.